Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. Praise God for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth, and I am your host, Elder QT Doc. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. I will be coming out of Proverbs 10 and 19. Amen. We're going to talk about the power of the tongue. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I know my tongue often gets ahead of my mind and heart. I am quick to speak, and I repent of many thoughts, things I have spoken. I am sorry for words I have spoken in anger or in gossip. Please help me to see when I am about to speak without thinking and to check my heart. Help me be slow to speak. Help me learn to be a person full of loving words, full of your spirit, overflowing with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Well, I will be coming out of Proverbs, and I'm just going to read an excerpt from it. It says, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking. But whoever restrains his lips is prudent. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secret. But he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. There is one whose rash words are like swords thrust. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words. There is more hope for a fool than for him. Amen. We talk about the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. So this afternoon, I want to bring your attention to another matter that is plaguing the church and jobs and communities and families. We're talking about the power of the tongue. One that hasn't popped up, you know, lately, but it's been around. Tongue's been around for ages. Since the foundation of the church, since the foundation of community, since the foundation of family. The inability of God's people to tame their tongue. You may be asking yourself, how does that compare to what's going on within the church, within the family, within the communities, on your jobs? Because the eyes and ears of the ungodly are watching and listening. They are hearing good Christian people, verbally lashed one another, all the while wondering, if I was in that church, if I was in that family, if I was in that community, would they talk about me that way? Someone coined the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, whoever said that could have never been more wrong. Broken bones heal much quicker than the wounds left by an out-of-control tongue. I know people to this day, and there may be those listening on the line here, on the internet line, who are still suffering from the aftermath of a tongue lashing. Some of the most encouraging words I have ever heard came from Christian people. Then again, some of the most hurtful words ever spoken against Christian people came from good Christian people. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. The power of the tongue. Proverbs has numerous scriptures talking about the power of the tongue. In Proverbs 16:20, it said, a believer who finds it easy to gossip of another person, perhaps taking a side against another without having the information from the other side, will ruin the relationship and cause disunity. The Christian who has learned to keep his or her words few and listen more in conversation than talk will be considered mature in knowledge and understanding. Amen? We're talking about the power of the tongue. Our Bible tells us a lot about the tongue or our speech. And in addition to prayer, nothing more will give us a more accurate assessment of our spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. The old World War II saying, loose lips sinks ships, might be adapted to the Christian life. Loose lips sinks human spirits. More harm is done in the body of Christ by loose lips than perhaps any other sin. The damage done by gossiping, slandering, and using unedifying speech about another Christian is severe. Oh, yes, the sin we commit against one another may be forgiven, but a tongue of grace and time will be necessary to restore the truth and confidence one enjoyed between the two parties. As serious the pain is, when our tongue speaks ill of another, Christians, by making assumption or passing assumed truth in conversation about them, the real damage is the one committing these heinous sins. The tongue is a powerful weapon of good or evil. Should a Christian lack control, easily cutting down, speaking ill of, about or to another believer, rest assured, severe discipline will come from the Lord to work one of his sheep by sharp words is to bring a great displeasure to chief shepherds and great chastisement to the sin sinning of a child. We're talking about the power of the tongue. And how will the Lord deal with us who are guilty of such sins against another believer? One way is a withholding of sweet fellowship with him. When he does this, we will experience no joy, no peace, no contentment, no delight in the word read, no hunger for the word preached, no relationship, prayer, life, no passion for Christ, and no burden for the lost. We will have all the outward look of a Christian, but no inward reality of being a Christian. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Let me just go back over that again. One way in withholding of sweet fellowship for those that use the tongue unwisely. When he or she does this, we will experience no joy, no peace, no contentment, no delight in the word read. We're talking about God's word. No hunger for the word preached. No relationship, prayer, life. No passion for Christ. No burden for the lost. We will have all the outward looks of a Christian, but no inward reality of being a Christian. And all this spiritual pain because of the unedifying use of our tongue in speaking to or of another sheep in Jesus Christ's flock. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. We need to take time, and soon do we have self-control, self-evaluation of our speech. When we are in conversation with other Christians and a name of another believer not present is brought up, what is the language like? Is it uplifting and edifying? Or is it hurtful and cutting? Because hurt people hurt people. And what about when we simply talk to one another? Are we sincere and loving in our words, looking for things to say that are centered on the person? Or are we just talking to and encouraging? The tongue is and has tremendous power, both for good and destruction. We're talking about the power of the tongue, the destructive tongue. And we are responsible for the direction of our tongue goes in all our conversation. We must be cognizant of what we say about people, to people, especially when they're not around. Amen. You see, our tongue can either burn the kingdom of God or it can build it. Simply by what comes out of our mouths can destroy what God is trying to accomplish in our thought or through a ministry, or it can build it. So this afternoon, I want you to ask yourself, is your tongue productive or destructive? Amen. Is it productive or destructive? God is just so good. We're talking about the power of the tongue too much that causes destruction. You talk too much. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. Talk. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You talk too much. We all know someone that just talks too much. Someone that starts a fire with his or her tongue. Someone that's just so critical of everyone. Can't see good in anyone. We're talking about those people that talk too much, that slander, that gossip. We're talking about those people that just talk too much. Those people that can cause dissension, those people that can cause separation in just about everywhere they go. You know that there's going to be trouble. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be some kind of chaos, some kind of confusion, wherever they're at. We're talking about those people that just talk too much and how their talk, their tongue, can burn down God's kingdom. Their tongue can cause separation in churches. Their tongue can cause Christians, believers, to leave one church because of the criticizing, the debasement, the degrading things that they are saying. We're talking about the tongue, the power of the tongue. Those people that just don't know how to control it. Yet, when the tongue is twisted and turned on him or her, it's a different story. Oh, now they see that, hey, you know, this person is a demon. This person is evil. This person is bringing this. Well, when you were doing it, it was okay. When you broke up families, when you got someone fired from their job, when you got a community excited and caused protests and riots, when you did this, it was okay. Now, when the table is turned, you see it from a different light. We're talking about the power of the tongue. You know, we see our tongue can be, our tongue, once again, can either burn the kingdom of God or it can build it simply by what comes out of our mouths. It can destroy what God is trying to accomplish in and through a ministry, or it can build it. So this afternoon, I want to ask you once again, is your tongue productive or is it destructive? That's a good question. We're not talking not only in the kingdom of God, but we're talking about, is it productive or destructive within your family, within your community, on your job, in your everyday walk life? We're talking about the tongue. Is it productive or is it destructive? You need to ask yourself. Because every word that come out of your mouth, you need to take inventory of it. You need to slice it, dice it, and spice it before you say anything about anyone. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Now, our scripture tells us, you know, as you know, we're coming from the book of Proverbs, but the book of James, which has been labeled by many scholars and theologians as practical Christian living. James speaks more about the tongue than any other book in the Bible. If James is truly a book for practical Christian living, then there must be something essential about the tongue and living an effective Christian life. We're talking about the power of the tongue. When God created man, he gave us two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, which contains one big fish, the tongue. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Let me just go over that one more time. When God created man, he gave us two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, which contains one big fish. And that big fish, we're talking about the tongue. Are we productive or are we destructive with our tongue? The eyes, ears, and nostril help makes us aware of our surroundings. They are what we utilize to observe our world, and our tongue is what we use to comment on those surroundings. Could it be that God wants us, by design, to observe twice as much as we speak? Now, I don't know, but is this something to think about? That is something to think about. Once again, the eyes, ears, and nostril help makes us aware of our surroundings. They are what we utilize to observe our world. And our tongue is what we use to comment on those surroundings. Could it be that God wants us, by design, to observe twice as much as we speak? Amen. To hear twice as much as what is being said. Amen. I don't know, but it is something to think about. Amen. Anyway, God has given us the power of spoken word. And I believe that that is why many people today are in bondage. I'm talking about true bondage. They aren't free. They aren't free. They pretend. They put on that facade that they are free, but they are not free. The sense of conflict that they experience can be traced back to their tongue. We're talking about the power of the tongue. What do you mean? Well, I can tell you what I mean. The Bible clearly teaches a principle of sowing and reaping. If you sow corn, you will reap corn. If you sow black-eyed peas, you will reap black-eyed peas. If you sow apple seed, you will reap apples. We're talking about the power of the tongue and what you say. What you say is going to be what you reap. Because it's going to come out. It's going to come back to you. If you sow black-eyed peas, you will reap black-eyed peas. If you sow words of destruction, you will reap destruction. If you sow words of life, you will reap life. They said that the Bible said that the power, the tongue speak life, we will sow life. If we speak death, we will sow death. We talk about the power of the tongue, my brothers and sisters. We talk about the power of the tongue, the power in the spoken word. It will be your tongue that will shape your character. And we know there are Christian people that we all know who are always negative. They have nothing positive to say. Their demeanor or the way they carry themselves reflect this. Please, get this in your spirit. A person will eventually get what his or her mouth says. If you say, I can, then you will. If you say, I cannot, then you will not be able to do whatever you set out to do. If you talk negatively, then you will get negative results because your words create a negative environment which will produce negative results. And the opposite is true. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Speak life, you get life. Speak death, you get death. You speak negative, then, you know, the outcome is going to be negative. You know, I don't think I can do that. Or I don't think he's going to make it. Or I don't think that person is going to do this. Or I don't think I can learn how to, I don't think I can. receive. You know, no, if you don't think it, no, you would never be able to accomplish your goal. The Bible said that he that thinketh, so is he. Well, we know that. So if you think on the negative end of your destiny will be negative. If you think on a positive end of your destiny, then your end will be destined, will be positive. We're talking about the power of the tongue. You know, you should try this for the next, this is an experiment you should try for the next 48 hours. Determine within yourself that you will speak only positive and hopeful things about your job, your children, your spouse, your health, your future, anything and everything that affects your life. Yeah, I know it may be difficult at first to do this, but see what type of results you get. Let's just go over that again. Try this experiment. I mean, do it for the edifying of your soul, the edifying of your spirit. For the next 48 hours, determine within yourself that you will speak only positive and hopeful things about your job, your children, your spouse, your relatives, your neighbors, your community, your health, your future, anything and everything that affects your life. Speak positive. I know it may be difficult at first, but see what type of results you get. I can guarantee you, you will get a positive result. When you start speaking life about your surroundings, you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to see the bright, shiny, and morning star. You're going to see what God has for you. Speak positive for the next 48 hours. As I said before, your tongue will reflect your true character. Your words will reveal the real you. You know, that is so true. You can hear someone talk for 5 minutes, and now you just sized them up. If they're a negative person, if they're a positive person, if they're encouraging, if they're productive or destructive, we're talking about the power of the tongue. You know, in James, James addressed this issue for those who consider themselves religious. In James 1 and 26, he says, if you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are just fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. It is interesting that the words for religion in the Greek actually translate as fearing and worshiping God. Let me just go over that one more time. We're talking about the power of the tongue. And as I said before, your tongue will reflect your true character. Amen. Your words will reveal the real you. In fact, James addressed this issue for those who consider themselves religious. In James 1 and 26, he says, if you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are just fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. It is interesting to know that the word religious in the Greek actually translates as fearing and worshiping God. So in essence, James is saying, if you claim to fear and worship God and don't control your tongue, kidding yourself, and your worship is worthless. We find later that the tongue that God has given us is for the edifying of others, to build others, to encourage others, and to worship Him. not to tear down our neighbors, not to tear down our families, not to tear down our children, our jobs, our community, our neighbors. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. We're talking about the power of the tongue. And we should reflect in our heart power of our tongue and how much we can lose just by saying the wrong thing. We talk about the power of the tongue, how we can burn down a community, how we can destroy families, how we can jeopardize jobs for others. We're talking about the power of the tongue and how we can destroy ourselves and how we can never see the light because we are so negative because of the power of our tongue and what we say or do. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Is your tongue productive or destructive? We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. God is just so good. We talk about the power of our tongue. We can't ask for anything more. God gave us his tongue to do good with it, to support others, to encourage others, to build others, to edify the body of the church. We're talking about the power of the tongue. I know we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Now, the world may not know too much about what we're doing or what we're saying, but we're talking about God now. So if we spread the gospel the way we should, using God in the right way, if we build and edify the word of God, we're using our tongue to bring others to Christ. Because if unbelievers hear us, some of us, what do you think that they are feeling on the inside? They don't want to be part of that shenanigan. They don't want to be part of that church. They don't want to be part of your community. They don't want to be your neighbor. They don't want to talk to you or have a relationship with you because of your tongue. We're talking about the power of the tongue. The Bible goes on further to compare the tongue to fire, an unruly evil full of deadly poison. The tongue is capable of edifying or building up, and is capable of burning down. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Although it is a small part of our body, it is capable of starting a big fire. Amen. In fact, that the Chicago fire in 1858 was started by a cow knocking over a lantern. What we would consider today an insignificant act consume an entire city. We're talking about the power of a tongue. The same is true with the tongue. What seem to be harmless words can devastate and destroy families, marriages, friendship, countries, nation, and yes, even churches. We're talking about the power of the tongue. My brothers and sisters, amen. A lot of people will not be aware where they are now because they don't realize maybe someone said something, criticized what they were doing. They probably didn't even walk up to them and say, hey, you know, you're doing this wrong. You need to put this over there. You need to put this. But yet you go behind his or her back and say negative things to cause him or her to lose their job or to be demoted or whatever your conversation may have been with his or her supervisor. A lot of people will still be friends today. if they could have glued their lips together. Loose lips sink ships. A lot of homes will still be together if couples were a little more careful with their words. Amen. Many adults' lives would be shaped differently if they weren't the victim of childhood verbal abuse. Sometimes we criticize our children. We criticize students if we're a teacher. We criticize the congregants if we're a shepherd. We tear them down instead of building them up. And the lasting effects it will have on that individual is devastating. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. So we should be careful with our words. And we know that words can shape life and can shape our lives in a different way if it was used properly. For those that you see wandering, you ask yourself, why are they wandering? Why are they going astray? Why are they like nomads? Because someone said something negative. Someone said something that just wasn't encouraging. Someone beat them down with their words. Brothers and sisters, did you hear? Do you hear what I am trying to say? Trying to bring some principle to our world and to the church. I believe that American churches suffer more from this than any other nation. I believe families, American families, suffer this from any other nation. And the reason being is that we as Americans have the mindset of freedom of speech. We can say whatever we want to, whenever we want to whomever we want to. We think that we have the right to speak our minds. Now, there's nothing wrong with speaking our minds as long as that mind has been transformed and renewed by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let me just go back over there a little bit more. I'm just trying to impress upon you the importance of your tongue. It's imperative that you watch what you say. Watch what you say. Because a lot of homes will still be together if couples were a little more careful with their tongues, with the words they are saying. Many adult lives would be shaped differently. We wouldn't have as serial killers. We wouldn't have rapists. We wouldn't have robbers or burglars, and we wouldn't have, you know, these people doing evil things if maybe the right words were said to them when they were growing up. Maybe if they were encouraged a little bit more that you can do it, you can do it, try it again, we love you, you can do it, their lives would have been changed. A lot different than what we know of them today. I believe that American churches suffer more from this than any other nation. The reason being is that we as Americans have the mindset of freedom of speech, which is excellent. We can say whatever we want to say, whenever we want to, to whomever we want to. We think that we have the right to speak our minds. Now, there is nothing wrong with speaking our mind as long as that mind has been transformed and renewed by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Renewing of your mind. Speak your mind when your mind is renewed by the Word of God. Amen. Then we know that the words that's coming out of your mouth, that tongue that's flapping like the sail in the wind, it's going to be fruitful. It's going to be fruitful to the people around you. It's going to be fruitful to the brothers and sisters in the congregation. It's going to be fruitful to the people in the community. It's going to be fruitful on your job. We're talking about speaking and saying the right thing. We're talking about transforming and renewing your mind. Will make the words that come out of your mouth fruitful. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Even the Bible says that we in ourselves cannot control our tongues. That is why Paul said that we need to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. Die to ourselves daily, a choice we make every day, and allow the Lord to rule in ourselves. When your tongue is under the control of God, you will speak God's word. But when it is under the control of the flesh and the devil, you may speak God's words for a little while, but eventually you will speak the devil's word. We see this very thing in Matthew 16:23. As Jesus and the disciple was traveling, Jesus was telling them of his pending death. Peter said, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." Jesus turned and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan wasn't standing there. Peter was. Peter wasn't possessed, but he allowed his tongue, the devil's word. Amen. We're talking about the power of the tongue. I know most of you get that, but I'm going to go over that one more time. The Bible's talk about ourselves and that we cannot control our tongues. That is why Paul says that we need to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. We must die to ourselves daily, a choice we make every day, and allow the Lord to rule in our lives. When your tongue is under the control of God, you will speak God's word. But when it is under the control of the flesh and the devil, you may speak God's word for a little while. But eventually, you will speak the devil's word. Amen. We see this very thing in Matthew 16:23, as Jesus and the disciples were traveling. Jesus was telling them of his pending death. Peter says, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." Jesus turned and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan wasn't standing there. Peter was. But Peter wasn't possessed. But he allowed his tongue to speak the devil's word. So that's why when we speak ill of someone, we know that's not coming from God. You know, Pastor and I was speaking to a young man that he was talking about his grandmother, and then he was telling us about his grandmother because his mother was in the hospital. And this young man is part of a church that he goes to just about every day, and he made a statement. He said, "You know what?" He told us, he said, "When my grandmother was ill," he said, "I knew she was going to die." He said, I just knew she was going to die. So, you know, I was getting ready for it. And we just looked at him. We just listened to him. And we was visiting his mother, and he told us, "Well, you know, my mother, I think she's falling in the same boat that my grandmother's is falling into." We're talking about the power of the tongue. You know, he never spoke anything positive about his grandmother nor his mother. He acted as if, "Yeah, well, I want her to die." You know, like I have this feeling, but his feeling was from the devil. His feeling wasn't from God. Because if his feeling was of God, he would have spoke positive things, regardless of what the outcome he may be believing. He know that if he had faith in God, he would have put his grandmother or his mother in God's hand. But thank God his mother lived and she still is today. But it's just that negative talk, that tongue that speak life or death over anyone. And when you speak it in a manner that is negative, your outcome is going to negative. It's going to be negative. And the results on the inside of you, your soul, your spirit, is not fruitful. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Amen. I just want to thank everyone for listening on the line. I'm just thankful for God for you know, it's, you know, again, for the last 3 days, I've just been praying and asking God to give me a thought pattern, to give me a direction, to give me a path to go down, to not to start any chaos, to not to start confusions, you know, in my life, in my family lives, you know, with my neighbors or friends or the community and the people that we meet as we come in contact with. You know, I ask God to give me the strength to edify their soul, to build them up, because I know what the power of the tongue will be in, and not to add fuel to the fire to those that speaking with that negative tongue. Those that start fire, I want to be able to wash it away, to smother it, to make things better, and not to prolong agony and anxiety and suffering and depression to anyone. I want to help those individuals instead of tearing them down. Amen. And that's what all of us should do. Let's try that this week, to try to edify someone with something powerful that's come out of our mouths, something that's encouraging, something that can make them get up and run the race or walk the race, you know, allow them to try to see the face of our Lord, just complete their journey, no matter what it may be. Amen. Amen. For those of you that's on the listening line here and know someone that maybe it might be you, that if you don't really have a church home, you know, I want you to find a good Bible-based church and find someone that's going to edify your soul and give you the word that God wants you to have. I want you to, you know, allow them to understand that God is there. God is there to build them up, to allow them to come to him freely, you know, without reservation, without hesitation. You know, it's salvation is free. And you want to just, if you can just pray with them and ask him or her if he or she knows Christ, and ask them that if they know that our Lord died for their sins. And if you have your Bible with you at the time you encounter this individual, you know, turn to Romans 10:9. Say, and ask them, say that if, ask them to repeat after you, you know, if they confessed with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God has raised him or her from, raise him from the dead, thou should be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you can just get them to say those words and come to Christ, you know, be a solicitor of Christ, go out to the highways and byways and try to compel others, you know, to come to Christ. You know, earn your crown. Earn your crown, because our God is a good God. And I just want to thank you. I love you with the love of Christ. Thank you for being on the line. And I just pray that you come back next week and be blessed and receive whatever God has for you. Amen. Amen. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Thank you for just allowing God to use you. And, you know, and I certainly concur with everything that you ministered and talked about. And, you know, the power of the tongue, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says, those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you love to talk and, you know, you love gossip, you have to understand that you have created a force. I like to call it weapons of mass destruction. You know, James talked about that in the third chapter, weapon of mass destructive. You to realize that speaking and thinking is important. You know, we can't just say everything that we think, because everything that we think does not necessarily have to be true. So, you know, allegations that's made toward other people and how you say things and you can't take those words back. You have created some things in the atmosphere. And literally this week, I had to pray for some people. You know, because I understand the Bible says not to bring a railing accusation against his elders. So I prayed for the mercy of God on some people this week. And I thank God for having love in spite of what's said and what's done. But nevertheless, neither death nor life can separate me from the love of God. So it's important that we walk in an anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit, and that we're able to endure, just continue to endure. You got to endure and do good to them that despitefully use you. Just do good to them. Speak well of them. Go get them a gift. Buy them something. You know, we can't fall in traps. You got to be careful that you are not part of the problem, that you're part of the solution. So just say bless you. God bless you. You know, even though you lied on, say God bless you. Even though you talked about, tell them bless you. Tell them you love them. You know, God is working and Satan is busy too. So we understand that he's on his job. So by all means, we have to be on ours. Amen. So I want to thank you again, Elder, because each day is a new day. It's a fresh start. New beginning. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners that you would walk in a place of peace at all times. And I want to leave this scripture with everyone. Proverbs 12 and 18. Proverbs 12 and 18. And the Bible says, there is one who rash words are like swords and thistles. Careful what you say. Be careful what you say. And then especially then be careful who you say it to and who you say it about. Let your words be fruitful and let them multiply. Good seed, good grounds. Amen. I want to bless everyone. And I want to thank you once again from Elder and I and Kingdom Builders Plaza, Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. We're here to pray for you, to believe, to push you out and to encourage you in the Lord. So we love you with the love of God. And I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. And again, remember, your tongue can be a weapon of mass destruction. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this hour of power, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you cover Elder afresh. Father, everything that he has sold and poured out, God, that you would replenish him. God, I thank you that you keep your angels of protection around him. Father, I thank you that everything that he does and everything that he says, that it is conducive to the will of the kingdom. And Father, I ask you that you would bless our listeners, bless our families, Lord God, bless even our enemies, Father, that as we go, God, that we'll become more like you. So in the matchless mighty name of Jesus, we just say yes and amen and cover the people of God, because you know our names. God bless everyone. And again, we want to thank you and have a terrific, blessed day in the Lord. Amen. God bless you.